as we've been discussing the halacha of getting married in a Chol HaMoed, what may be done, what may not be done. Tosfos here says that a Sudas Bris Mila may be made in a Chol HaMoed. Why? He says two reasons. One reason is that Bris is not really a full-fledged Simcha. That's why Tosfos says by Bris we don't say Shas Simcha V'moina. The child is actually in pain. Furthermore, since there's a Zman Kavur, the Bris has to be done on the eighth day, so we shouldn't delay it for after the eighth day. But Tosfos continues to discuss, may we make opinion a Ben on Chol HaMoed? Especially if the Pidyon HaBen is not being made at the proper time. So the Mefarshim point out that Tosfos is only discussing a Pidyon HaBen that's being made Shlei Bezmano. Tosfos is not discussing a Mila Shlei Bezmano. Why? So the Achrayim explain. A Mila that's made Bezmano represents a tremendous Simcha. And therefore, since it represents a tremendous simcha, we would imagine that it should not take place on Chol HaMoed, only because of the reasons we gave may be done on Chol HaMoed. However, when we have a Sudas Milush Loi Bezmana, it's not such a great simcha. Since it's not such a great simcha, the halacha is that we can make the bris on Chol HaMoed. La halacha l'maisa, a bris, both Bezmanoi and both Shloi Bezmanoi, opinion of Ben, both Bezmanoi and Shloi Bezmanoi, are all made on Chol HaMoed. What about a Bar Mitzvah? The Paiskim say also, a Bar Mitzvah Bezmanoi may be made on Chol HaMoed. What about a Siyam? May a Siyam be made on Chol HaMoed? So, although this from our Gemara Raya, that a Siyam may not be made on Chol HaMoed, because our Gemara teaches us that Shlomo HaMelech made two separate simchas. He made the simcha of the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash and the simcha of Yontif. What was the simcha of the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash? The simcha of the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash was a simcha Siyam. So wouldn't that be a raya that a simcha Siyam may not be done on Chol HaMoed? The Paiskim, however, say we can't bring a raya from that episode. There we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. That was a once-in-a-lifetime simcha. That's why that simcha was allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Others were not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Other simchas may be done on Chol HaMoed. There's a discussion in the Shailos HaTshuvos Ramam Mepanu if one could do Kiddush Levana on Chol HaMoed. We know that when Chol HaMoed, when we do Kiddush Levana, we're supposed to be B'Simcha. So how can we do it on Chol HaMoed? So I saw that the Paiskim say you can't compare the Simcha of a Nesuin to the Simcha of Kiddush Levana. Simcha's Kiddush Levana takes a couple of minutes. On the other hand, Simcha's Nesuin is something which lasts a whole week, and therefore the two types of simchas are very different and may not be done, and the halacha is that it may be done on Chol HaMoed. Especially, say the Paiskim, if there's a concern that we're going to miss the Zman, if we're going to wait for after Yontif. Furthermore, I saw a very nice word from Chaim Kanievsky in speaking about a Siyam. He says, Somebody asked the Chazon Ish, may they, on Erev Pesach, so we know Bechorim are supposed to fast. But the Minhag HaOlam is that if the Bechor eats, if the Bechor listens to a Siyam, then he doesn't have to fast. So somebody asked the Chazon Ish, let's say somebody was by a Siyam in the morning, so he's allowed to eat because he was at the Siyam. Then he wants to eat again. Why doesn't he need to have another Siyam for his next? Why doesn't he have to have another Siyam for his next meal? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says the raya that isn't necessary is actually from our Gemara. Because what do we find in our Gemara? We find in our Gemara that Shlomo HaMelech had the seam of the Beis HaMikdash, and the seam of the Beis HaMikdash lasted for 7 days. Now let's think about it. The seam of the Beis HaMikdash lasted for 7 days, but there was only one seam. So we see from here that one seam can last for 7 days. If one seam can last for 7 days, certainly one seam could last for a whole day, Erev Pesach. And the reason is Poshup Shat, because once you make a simcha, once you make a seam, that day becomes a yontif, and on a yontif, we don't fast. And the entire day is a yontif, not any one specific moment of the day. The Steichemet, in his Mareches Cholamoid, has a discussion about making a Chanukah Sabayis on Cholamoid. And one could suggest, he says, this is the last piece, Simon Chaf Gimel, in his Marocha on Cholamoid. And one could suggest, he says, that we should not be allowed to make a Chanukah Sabayis on Cholamoid, very much from our Gemara. Because our Gemara teaches us that Shlomo HaMelech had to make the Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis HaMikdash for a week before Sukkot. He couldn't make the Chanukah Sabayis during Yontif. So isn't that a right that Chanukah Sabayis may not be made on Yontif? But the Steichemet says that it's not really a compelling raya, because the Steichemet says, as we said a moment ago, the simcha of the Beis HaMikdash is a very unique simcha that one cannot learn from. The Mishnah Brura says that what about making a tanoim or a vart during Kalamai? He says that the minig is that we make a vart on Kalamai. Certainly, if we don't make a big suda, that we just serve cake and nash, the halach is that you can make it during Chol Moed. The Pais can discuss that people who have a minig that they write Tnoyim by the word, and we know we're still going to learn that during Chol Moed we're not supposed to write. So the Pais can say that Lechatchila, if this couple knows that they're getting engaged before on Chol Moed, they should write the Tanoim before Chol Moed. But the Paiskim say that if one didn't write the Tanoim before Chol Moed, but the Evid, certainly if you don't write it the Ksav Ashuris, you're just filling in the blanks, you could write the Tanoim on Chol Moed. There's a question that was asked to the Rajba. The Rajba was asked if one could get married on Purim, because our Mishnah says that one is not allowed to get married on Yontif. And as we learned, the four reasons. Eima arvin simcha b'simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. Getting married involves tircha, and in Chol Moed we're not allowed to be matriach ourselves. And the reason of people are going to want to push off their weddings for Chol Moed. So if we learn the reason is because of Eima arvin simcha b'simcha, it would seem that one should not be allowed to get married on Purim. Because, again, we know Purim is a day of Mishta v'Simcha, and there's a concern of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha v'Simcha. Says the Rajba, that since this din of not getting married in Chol Moed is only a din the Rabbonim, and not all of the reasons that are mentioned in the Gemara, actually the only reason that's mentioned in the Gemara that applies to Purim is the reason of Eim Arvin B'Simcha B'Simcha. Because he explains, certainly the reason of Samachta B'Chagech V'Lei B'Ishtecha is only speaking about a Chag mentioned in the Torah. The reason of tircha doesn't apply on Purim. Apidin, one is allowed to work on Cholam on Purim. The reason that people are going to push off their weddings to Cholamoid, says the Rashba, that doesn't apply to Purim. Why not? He says, because nobody's going to push off their wedding to a time where there's only one day you could get married. Because he explains, if something will come up that you can't get married that one day, you'll be stuck. On Cholamoid, there are a number of days of Cholamoid. So if something happens and you can't get married on one day Cholamoid, you'll get married on a different day of Cholamoid. But Purim, which is only one day, Chazal were not concerned that one should not get married. And therefore, the Rashba learns that all four reasons mentioned in our Gemara actually complement each other. And since all four reasons mentioned in our Gemara complement each other, and in Purim only one of the reasons apply, that's why the halacha is mutar lisa isha b'Purim. But the question indeed is, as we mentioned in a previous year, most Rishonim are of the opinion that the four reasons actually disagree. And if the four reasons disagree, so why can you get married? And the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way, that you could get married on Purim, in Sim Tov Reish Tzadik Vav, why is there no concern of Eim Aaron Simcha B'Simcha? So the Magen Avraham has a very interesting way of explaining the Pshat of the Rashba. He says the way to understand the Gemara is that the Gemara offers us four reasons why one may not get married in Chol Hamoed. The Gemara doesn't say which is the real reason. So we have a suffix, which is the real reason. And we have a rule throughout Shas, Sofik Rabbana Lahakl. The din of not getting married on is only din to Rabbana. We don't know the real reason. And since three of the reasons don't apply on Purim, the halacha is one is allowed to get married on Purim. The Magen Avraham, however, says, since most Paiskim quote the reason of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, since that's the most commonly given reason, the halacha is, says the Magen Avraham, that if somebody wants to get married Purim, he should not get married on Purim, the Chasna should take place on Tainas Esther and Yud Gimel Adar, and then the Simchas of the wedding should take place at night, which is a whole new discussion, is the night and day. If somebody gets married by day and the meal is by night, what is considered the first day? Is the first day considered the day of the chuppah, or is the first day considered the day of the meal? Does the night follow the day, or does the night not follow the day? A whole separate conversation. The Ksav Sofer in the Shilas and Tshuvas, Simen Kaf Lamed Ches, has a different way of understanding the Rashba. He says, certainly the main reason why one can't get married in Chol Hamoed is because of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But he says, and as we mentioned earlier, the Ksav Sofer says that the two reasons that our Gemara gives, of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and the reason of Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha, complement each other. And what it means to say, what the Gemara means to say is, when do we have a concern of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? When the Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha is applicable. So in Yontif, we have such a concept of Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha. But on Purim, that there is no din of Samachta B'Chagecha. He says, on Purim, we have to be happy. It's not a din in Yontif. It's a din in us. How are we happy? How does a person get happy? With Mishta V'Simcha. And therefore, the halacha is that you can't compare Purim to Yontif. The Shari Tshuva and Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Beis, Sifkotan Yud Beis, says that in Europe, the minig was that people got married on Purim. The Mishta Brura and Sifkotan Chav Ches quotes the Chemed Moshe, we should wait to make the Suda of the wedding after Suda's Purim. The Shari Tzedek, Shalos Tshuvas, Shalai Tzedek, and the Ksav Soy, the Shalai Tzedek says in the Litha in Lithuania, they got married on Purim, but the Ksav Soifer says in Hungary, there was no minhag to get married in Chol Hamoed, and if at all possible, one shouldn't make a wedding on Purim, and if there's no other option, going back to a concept that we discussed from the Rambam, you can make the Nesuin, but don't make the Suda on Purim.